Jerry Bader Show 935. Here's a question for you. What was the one area of stability, undeniably, that President Obama inherited from President Bush? Iraq. A stable Iraq. Now, President Obama has screwed up every other, particularly in the Middle East, in the most contentious parts of the world, every other foreign policy dilemma he's allowed to grow into a crisis. The one thing he had was a stable Iraq. You can argue forever about his reaction to Ukraine and Syria and on and on and on. This is undeniably a problem of his own creation. The genocide ISIS is trying to perpetrate on Christians and other those which make up religious minorities in Iraq is because he, and it's something he's still proud of, pulled out in 2011. Not understanding that a stable democratic Iraq was the cornerstone, the keystone, if you will, to stability in the region. Letting it fall is the key to instability in the region. He finally decided he had to do something, and it's a very lukewarm authorization of very limited airstrikes. So what should we do? He made it very clear that he's not going to put troops back on the ground in Iraq. This isn't just about Iraq. ISIS is growing into an unthinkable force, and they commit unthinkable atrocities. This is a global threat. Now, Jason compared it to Hitler's unchecked sweep across Eastern Europe. And the notion that Britain, France, yeah, well, it's not us, you know. Okay, we gave him everything he wants, and he promised it won't be us. They're not even civil enough to fool people that way. They just run roughshod. Reports of Christian children being beheaded. What should our military response be? It sure as hell should be more than airstrikes, and it should be the air support for the Iraqi troops that the Wall Street Journal described. Should it be more than that? He'll never do it. He'll never recommit the U.S. military to any degree because it would be so politically unpopular. But this threat is hardly contained in Iraq. It is a global threat. Mike on the road has been waiting a long time. Mike, thanks for waiting. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call, Jerry. Part of the issue that we have as Americans is this man has stripped the military way past the bone. And now we don't have the assets necessary to fight something that has mushroomed like this. The only thing that can be done at this present time is to reposition the 6th Fleet in the Mediterranean to support Israel and to go after these guys all around that region. We do not have the resources to go after them on a global scale like we should.
Well, yeah, and yeah, that's a good point. I haven't even gotten into the whole failure, in my opinion, Mike, of the Israeli-Gaza conflict, Hamas conflict. That's another example of where, and when you call people apologists for terrorist organizations, they take offense to it. Well, what else can you say when you think there should be a moral equivocation between Israel and Hamas, and then you have ISIS unchecked, not just in Iraq, but spreading in the region? There is a growing global threat from these Islamic extremists that make Al-Qaeda look like the Keystone Cops. Thanks a lot for the call. If you don't support increased military presence to deal with ISIS in Iraq, Well, because you know what? That's their problem now. Don't you understand? Don't you understand the growing threat that they are? And by the way, if the roles were reversed, how many other times has a Republican president been accused of sitting on his hands during a genocide? I would argue this is a unique situation where this genocide is entirely the creation of the president. Everybody warned him what was going to happen in Iraq. Everybody. This is the least surprising catastrophe in a hell of a long time. Andrew in Green Bay. Andrew, go ahead.
It's about time our genius eunuch president decided to join World War III. For those of you who didn't study history, the Nazi comparison is 1,000% accurate. Neville Chamberlain sat around with his thumbs in an anatomically dark place and let Hitler do whatever he wanted. That's the same thing that Obama and the geniuses that run Europe have been doing for numerous years. But in a strange way, he may get his happy, happy wish. Watch it. If we really have to go to war, our military is too small, which means there's going to have to be a draft. If there's going to have to be a draft, you're going to have civil disobedience. If you have civil disobedience, you're going to have martial law. And then we go back to 6 years ago when I said that's what he was going to do.
Yeah, I don't, you know, no, I don't think that's going to happen. I'll be honest. But let me say this. Actually, here's what I think is going to happen. I think this thing is going to fester and fester and fester. And the next president, be it Hillary Clinton or some other Democrat, or be it, pick a Republican, are going to have a catastrophic mess to deal with. This has got to be stopped. It has already been allowed to grow too much already. What has he been waiting for? Oh, it's not going to be very popular if we have to go back into Iraq. I don't know. Jason, you're exactly right. Someone else to do it. There is no someone else. Now, I have been saying this for months. Years. I've been saying this for years. If the United States abdicates its position as leader of the free world, evil will take over. Because nature abhors a vacuum, including a leadership vacuum. This is happening because everybody is convinced, everybody who would wish to do evil, is convinced the United States isn't going to do anything. A couple of limited airstrikes. Something that's been, ISIS has been sweeping across. This has been happening for how long? Oh, wow. This is pretty serious. I guess we'll have to do something. This is of his own creation. We have a moral responsibility to lead here. By leaving, we allowed it to happen. And beyond that, we have a moral responsibility. Somebody's got to stop them from growing into a larger global threat. And it's us. It's always been us. We're in the 100th anniversary of World War I, the start of it. We weren't in it at the start, but we were there at the finish. And that's what we've been expected to do by the global community since 1918. And we have. We won World War II. We won the Cold War. When global security and stability has been threatened, the globe has always turned to us, the free portions of it. There currently is no. Who's going to do it? If we're not going to do it, who's going to do it? This is why you see the globe in its most unstable position that it's been in, really, since World War II. Bruce in Wausau. Bruce, go ahead.
Jerry, I agree with what you're saying 100%. In fact, you should run for office.
Yeah, I like what I'm doing, but I appreciate the sentiment.
But what I'd like to add here, Jerry, is that we have some friends of ours that live in Florida, and the man married a Nigerian petrochemical engineer, and this couple is in their late 50s. and they were doing missionary work over in Nigeria for years. The last 3 years, they will not go over there. And what you're saying is happening over there in Iraq. I wish you could get this lady on your program. She's very fluent with the English language. And she was telling us about the atrocities that are taking place over Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
And it's horrible.
Yeah, it's and that's been documented that it's sweeping across Africa.
Oh, my
as,
God.
As well, absolutely.
What she was saying, Jerry, is that these people have gradually infiltrated into the infrastructure. It's like a virus coming into your body over a period of 15 years to the point where they control almost all of the government, all of the agencies, and they're slaughtering people like animals over there.
And as this global threat grows, Bruce, thanks for the call. As this global threat grows, what are liberals in America doing? They want to, starting with President Obama, they want to revisit the specter of we tortured some folks. We tortured some folks. No, we didn't. And what they forget is at the time, they supported it because they knew it was extracting information from Al-Qaeda. Now, all of you, okay, what is the most common mantra of the left? It's for the children. It's about the children. Christian children are being beheaded. I would be outraged if it was Muslim children. I would be outraged. Religion isn't important here to me. Children are being beheaded, but they are Christian children. So are their parents being beheaded. Where are the left now? Where are they now? Where's the moral outrage? Yeah, heads being put on a stick for display. Where is the left now? And how can you not blame your president for this? Clayton in Green Bay. Clayton, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Yeah, I don't understand how people can't see that this is a threat, even if it's not immediately, that it will be. But even if it wasn't, when you know that they're chopping the heads off of children and raping women and murdering everyone, and you have the strength to do something, then who are you if you don't? It's not our business. You are not only morally neutral, you're morally bankrupt and spineless.
Actually, you know, you make a good point because I made the case that we have a moral duty to do this because we caused it, because we left. But you're right, Clayton, even if that were not the case, as the leader of the free world, the United States would have a moral obligation to do this irrespective of the root causes. Thanks a lot for the call. I agree with that completely. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. It's 948.
The Jerry Bader Show.